Hello, and welcome to GCSE Chemistry Essentials. I'm your host, and today we're diving into one of the most exam-focused topics in EdExcel Combined Science: Rates of Reaction and Energy Changes. This is topic 2.5, and trust me, it's a goldmine for marks if you know what examiners are looking for.
So, what's this topic all about? Well, every chemical reaction happens at a certain speed. Some are explosive and instant, others take years. Understanding why reactions happen at different rates and how energy flows during reactions is absolutely crucial. This topic combines collision theory, reaction profiles, and energy calculations. And EdExcel loves to test all three in the same question. By the end of this podcast, you'll know exactly how to explain rate changes using collision theory, interpret those tricky reaction profile diagrams, and nail bond energy calculations without losing marks on silly mistakes. Let's get started. First up, collision theory. This is the foundation of everything. For a reaction to happen, particles must collide. But here's the key. Not just any collision works. You need two things: sufficient energy and the correct orientation. Think of it like a lock and key. Particles need to hit each other in just the right way. Now, when we talk about rate of reaction, we mean how fast reactants turn into products. EdExcel measures this as the amount of product formed or reactant used up per unit time. You might measure it in grams per second or cubic centimeters per second for gases. Here's where students lose marks. Saying more collisions is not enough. You must say more frequent collisions or more collisions per unit time. Examiners are looking for that precision. Similarly, don't just say successful collisions, say collisions with sufficient energy and correct orientation. That's the language that earns you AO2 marks. So what affects the rate? Four main factors: temperature, concentration, surface area, and catalysts. Temperature is huge. When you increase temperature, particles gain kinetic energy. They move faster. This means two things happen. Collisions are more frequent, and more collisions have enough energy to overcome the activation energy barrier. Both effects increase the rate. For a typical reaction, a 10-degree rise in temperature roughly doubles the rate. Concentration. If you have more particles in the same volume, there are simply more opportunities for collisions per second. Higher concentration equals higher rate. Same logic applies to pressure for gases. Surface area, this one trips students up. If you have a large lump of solid reactant, only the particles on the surface can collide with the other reactant. But if you crush it into powder, you expose way more particles. More surface area means more particles available to collide, so faster reaction. Catalysts are special. They don't get used up in the reaction, but they provide an alternative pathway with a lower activation energy. This means more collisions have sufficient energy to react, so the rate increases. Catalysts are brilliant because they speed things up without being consumed. That's why they're used in industry. Now let's talk energy changes. Every reaction is either exothermic or endothermic. Exothermic reactions release energy to the surroundings. They feel hot. Combustion, neutralization, and many oxidation reactions are exothermic. Endothermic reactions absorb energy from the surroundings. They feel cold. Thermal decomposition and photosynthesis are endothermic. Here's how to remember it. Exothermic energy exits the system. Endothermic energy enters the system. Reaction profiles are visual representations of energy changes. The y-axis shows energy. The x-axis shows progress of reaction. For exothermic reactions, products are at a lower energy level than reactants. The difference is the energy released. For endothermic reactions, products are higher. The difference is the energy absorbed. Activation energy is the minimum energy needed for a reaction to occur. On the profile, it's the energy difference between the reactants and the peak. That's the transition state. Common mistake: students draw the activation energy arrow from the x-axis. Wrong. It must start from the reactant energy level and go up to the peak. Bond energy calculations are where precision matters. Energy is needed to break bonds, that's endothermic. Energy is released when bonds form, that's exothermic. The overall energy change is energy needed to break bonds minus energy released making bonds. If the result is positive, the reaction is endothermic. If negative, it's exothermic. Students often forget the sign. Always structure your answer. Energy in minus, energy out equals overall change. And don't forget units, kilojoules per mole. Exam tips and common mistakes. Right, let's talk exam technique. EdExcel loves graph questions. You'll often need to calculate the rate from a graph by drawing a tangent and finding the gradient. Remember, gradient equals change in y divided by change in x. Use a ruler, make your tangent clear, and show you're working. That's usually 3 marks right there. For explain questions, use the word because to link cause and effect. For example, increasing temperature increases the rate because particles have more kinetic energy, leading to more frequent successful collisions. That's a full explanation. Watch out for command words. State means a simple fact, 1 mark. Describe means say what happens, use correct terminology. Explain means say why link, cause and effect. Calculate means show full working and include units. Common mistakes to avoid. Don't confuse rate with time. A faster reaction takes less time but has a higher rate. Don't say particles move faster without explaining the consequence, more frequent collisions. And never, ever draw activation energy from the x-axis on a reaction profile. For 6-mark questions on required practicals, you need to access level 3. That means specifying control variables explicitly, explaining why you control them, and describing how to measure the dependent variable accurately. Vague answers get level 1 or 2 at best. Okay, quick fire quiz time. Pause after each question and test yourself. Question 1. What 2 conditions are needed for a successful collision? Answer. Sufficient energy and correct orientation. Question 2. On a reaction profile, where does the activation energy arrow start? Answer. From the reactant energy level up to the peak. Question 3. If energy in is 500 kilojoules and energy out is 700 kilojoules, is the reaction exothermic or endothermic? Answer. Exothermic, more energy is released than absorbed, so the overall change is negative 200 kilojoules. Question 4. Name 2 ways to increase the rate of a reaction involving a solid and a liquid. Answer. Increase temperature, increase concentration of the liquid, increase surface area of the solid, or add a catalyst. Brilliant! Let's wrap up. Rates of reaction and energy changes is all about collision theory, reaction profiles, and energy calculations. Remember, be precise with your language. Frequent successful collisions, not just more collisions. Draw activation energy arrows from the reactant level, not the x-axis. Structure bond energy calculations clearly. Energy in minus energy out. This topic is worth around 10 to 15 marks in your exam, and it links to so many other areas. Equilibrium, industrial processes, and organic chemistry. Master this, and you're setting yourself up for success across the whole specification. Practice those graph questions, memorize your key definitions, and always, always show you're working in calculations. You've got this. Thanks for listening to GCSE Chemistry Essentials. Good luck with your revision, and remember, every mark counts. See you next time.